Radio Pulpit, 657 AM, your daily companion.
Radio Pulpit, 657 AM, a companion for those who need encouragement. Listen to us on our app or visit radiopulpit.co.za.
What is self-indulgence? These days, people are indulging in many things. And let's believe us, what are the things that we have indulged on? You know? Professor Buisondezi speaks about AI. Absolutely, man. I've seen people even writing exams using that. I wonder how these lecturers are testing that person, because it's the machine that wrote for them. Anyway, we're taking your calls. Let's hear what you say. Sawubona Dumela, hi.
Hey, Sawubona Dumela, my brother, Ray.
Hey, Putwami.
Ngiyabulisa mangi egameni elihle lomfelo wethu uJesu Kristu.
Hallelujah, hallelujah.
Ngibuye ngibulise nenkosazana uLento uProf Buyisondezi.
Awuzeke?
Amen.
Hallelujah. The topic, brother, is self-indulgence of today. Siyazi today abantu young and old basebenzisa ama-drugs and alcohol, brother. All of us, we are facing the fact of a growing epidemic of drug use and abuse.
Yes.
We are facing that, brother Ray.
With
the quote la omunye amazwa akhothwa uLento Mahatma Gandhi, late Mahatma Gandhi. May his soul rest in peace. I quote wathi, there is more to life than it. Than increasing its speed. Stronger than today's speed. Gakulu in Chaye to Sukufat Lane, by the way.
Yeah.
In Chabonke Bagufat Lane. But Kichiman is Chuban, by the way. In Piloyabo is rough. Abafun Guchela. Now by Chela, which is a Christ to Bati. Hayi mina ngisemncane ngisa enjoy ubusha bami.
Yeah.
Njengoba nawe besushile.
Hey, kapa brother into bakhe.
Yeah, into busungu. Every day singaba bona labantwana abancane. Ababethi baba basha bamfuna Jesu Christ. Brother Rigo Marie na kuma mental institutions yibo bagcwele begula ngokwengqondo.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
Absolutely.
Ama stats athi izingane from 15 years to 25 years abantu abasha umuntu angakadi umama noma ubaba phela use yagula HIV
yes
yagula lo muntu yena lo bethi yena wenje ubusha bakhe
udlusha bakhe
lo busha bakhe bomfaka entweni baba. Ngobuthi ukuthi emncane ezina esifika iphiko lapha emotweni enkulu yobaba omunye ongcolile oyiza abantwana. Bazwana nabo labo abantwana la. Ya. Ngoba bafuna lezi zinto ama cellphone, bafuna ini zonke lezi zinto.
Ya.
Lo muntu azange abe umama abo omunye abo baba brotherly. Kepha sebakhethe enye indlela yabo.
So.
Yeah.
So.
Amahubo 94 verse 16 says, uNkulunkulu lo khulumayela uthi, who will rise for me against the evil doers? Who will stand up for me? I think that about ibandla kakhulu abaholi abalapha phezulu bakubebayifake le ndaba baxwayise abazali nabantwana lapha ngamasonto.
Yeah.
Ngale danger yelento egunya wonke umuntu. Not today to heritage day, kodwa ayikho into lapho kuthengwe amagaloni namagaloni otshwala.
Eish.
Yiyodwa into le olento okucelebrate ngayo brotherly. Nasithi khona ifestival la. Izogcwala igcwale lapho kuzongena ama-celebs wathi nabantu labo. It's something that you are bigger. There are few people that are like that.
Yes.
ngoba thatha laba yena balapha bezokhonza inkulunkulu ukuthi hayi laba angazi ukuthi banjani or badom
hey inkosi yami
yeah they are wasting their time kodwa bona baba lapha nabaphuma lapho sebedlile lobutshwala nkulunkulu wena uzihambela nje kuvela ama accident shayiswane kube nje brother
es kube kubi
hey masikhulekeni bafowethu
yeah
masikhule ibandla malikhuleke malikhulele ngoba manje abantu bayashabalala siloku sibhekile
hey Nkosi yami
siloku sibhekile ngoba nabafundisi abanye nakuvulwa amatshe uzothi amatshe avulwa ngokuthi after that we must celebrate ngewine isi donke umuntu uzodakwa lapho from une pressures wathi
nokusebenza abafundisi
yabayasho omnye washo uvula amatshe what it turns on invading in the celebration of your wine. I'm sorry to say that.
Ziyabuya straight.
And after that, he attended lapho zazibuya brother. Zazibuya.
Abantu badakiwe.
Abantu badake bajive bethethe imali lento mama side la bajive. Ngiyabonga kakhulu my brother.
Hey, ngiyabonga. Ngiyabonga. All the time may the Father be glorified. Thank you so much and may the Father bless you. We're taking your calls. You can give us a shout. Talk to us directly there. 012-334-1322. Send us a WhatsApp. 082-657-2729.
Hear the word and renew your life on 657 AM.
Imagine a place where young people can get answers to difficult questions. Seek advice on issues that they struggle with. Listen to uplifting music and find relevant and godly content that can help them shape their identity. All this while also having fun in a safe space and environment. Well, the new I Am Youth website is just the place where you can find this and so much more. Go to iamyouth.co.za for an experience that will stay with you for life. I Am Youth. Life Explained.
Get your daily dose of inspiration, motivation, and encouragement on our Facebook page. Join the Radio Pulpit Facebook community today.
Proverbs 23 says quite a lot. Eh? Verse 21. But let me start with verse 1. It says, when you sit down to eat with a ruler, consider carefully what is before you. And put a knife to your throat if you are a man given to appetite. Do not desire his delicacies, for they are deceptive food. What the world offers, you know, as spiritual consumptions. It's deceptive food. It says, look, if you are given to appetite, it's similar to just committing suicide. And it says, consider what the world is bringing before you. Don't consume. Who is the king here in the world? You know, the king of the world, the God of this world. And those who rule under his command, and so much has been given to them to lure even many away from the faith. It says, if you are given into gluttony, you will be caught up by the delicacies of the king of darkness. Because all the delicacies that he gives are deceptive. Even though they fill your appetite, even though you feel nourished, Have you eaten food that actually makes you sick? Mara ukudla kwakhona kumnandi. Isinkwa nebotere, ne peanut butter, ne tea, ne sugar. Kumnandi. But you know ukuthi ziyagulisa lezi zinto lezo. Tiyazidla. Kumna. Consider the delicacies put before you. And it looks like the world, and I spoke about consumerism. That's why I'm reading these verses. I spoke about consumerism. The world is engulfed with all notions of consumerism. All adverts that are being made, it's about consuming. It's about making you a consumer. It's about arousing an appetite of a sort on your person. And the word is warning us that when you are giving in to these appetites, the world is going to put so much more that looks delicate, good for consumption. You must ask Eve, man. Says he looked at it, it was good for consumption. That's an appetite. And we must look into these things also. That the devil is still using the same trick, appealing to our appetites. And what he brings across is food that leads to death, deceptive food that does not give life, but the opposite. And because of these appetites, we find ourselves really digging our own graves. Professor?
Thank you, Brother Rez. You know, when you talk about the eating the food, I get a bit concerned. I get a bit concerned because it seems as though many people have been hooked to this kind of a temptation one way or the other. And if we are not wise enough to get God's revelation, we'll find ourselves eating our future away, eating our call away, eating who we are away because we did not discern at the right time. And you read Proverbs 23:1-3. It says, when you sit down to eat with the ruler, consider carefully what is put before you. And the question is, are we questioning what is brought to us? How many of us are really scrutinizing the kind of food that we ingest, that our rulers are giving us? Because if you look at it closely, you will see, and we'll see, that we are no longer eating anything natural. And where are these things, where are these food passing from? What kind of tables are these food passing from? Because the table of delicacies, most of the time, are deceptive. Because verse 3 says, that do not desire his delicacies, for they are deceptive food. So because we don't question, we find ourselves eating ourselves to being controlled by the enemy. It even goes back to the book of Daniel chapter 1. If you remember that scripture, starting from verse 4 to verse 6, that the king started looking for specific kind of people. And for him to make sure that he rules over these people, he had to start by feeding them. I don't know if we remember that scripture. Starting from verse 4 of Daniel 1, it says, young men in whom there was no blemish, but good looking, gifted in all wisdom, possessing knowledge and quick to understand, who had ability to serve in the king's palace, and whom they might teach the language and the literature of the Chaldeans. And the king appointed for them a daily provision of the king's delicacies and of the wine which he drank, and 3 years of training for them, so that at the end of that time they might serve before the king. Now, from amongst those of the sons of Judah were Daniel, Hananiah, Mishael, and Azariah. So what I want to bring across here is that most of the time when the ruler is appointing or is putting his finger on certain people, those people must know that they already possess something of God. They shouldn't be deceived by the delicacies that will be put in front of them. But if we will indulge on what is put on in front of our eyes, not considering who we are and why is that food put in front of us, we are going to lose who we are. We are going to not fulfill the mission of God, because the enemy is using these indulgences in making sure that he buys us from where we are, from the God's mandate, from the will of God, to the will of the enemy. And these people were described very well. These are good-looking people. These are gifted people. They possess understanding. They have the ability to save. But now, why is the enemy looking for them? It is because he wants to use them to his side. But what is the method that he's going to use to buy them? He is giving them things to eat, so they must indulge first. When they are bought by this food to his side, then he can be able to train them. So we become susceptible to the work of the enemy, to the teachings of the enemy, when we sit on the table of the enemy, when we indulge on what he brings. In this case, yes, we are seeing food, the physical food, but this could also be a knowledge base. This could also be spiritual food that we expose ourselves to. So this knowledge and spiritual food can be found anywhere and anyhow. We could find this through social media. We could find this through TVs. We could find this through our phones. We go to Facebook and we begin to indulge on these things. They look good while we indulge in them, and the the enemy's mandate is to make sure that he loses us to his side, and when we are on his side, then he can be able to use us. So in other words, he can be able to transform the kind of knowledge that we have in such a manner that it conforms to his kind of knowledge, that we can work for him, because he has deposited things from his side that we continually indulge. So when we feed on the things that the enemy is exposing to us through the social medias, which are the indulgences of this day, we hardly run away from social media. Most of the time, you will even miss your time of prayer because you are busy on your phone, you are busy with social media, you are busy phoning people, you are busy on WhatsApp, you are busy on Facebook. Indulgence, indulgence, indulgence. And this indulgence is doing what is changing you, is changing the knowledge base that you have, is changing the DNA of the Most High, is changing the Word. And it is even twisting the doctrine that you have, because you think you are listening to some kind of a preacher, and you're even listening to the twisted doctrine. I think these are the things that we need to alert ourselves with, that sometimes you will come across a man of God on social media and you did not check, and you are not having a discernment of checking the kind of doctrine that is being passed on, and you indulge on that doctrine, that knowledge, and you get changed from the true gospel of the Most to the knowledge that you found on social media, because you indulge more on that rather than you reading the Word, finding the revelation from the Scripture, being held by the Holy Spirit. So the table of the enemy does not only have cucumbers and garlics that the Bible is talking about from the book of Exodus, but the table of the enemy also have knowledge, also have these YouTube videos, also have this kind of knowledge that is being exposed and abandoned these days. And why is it there? Is so that it can transform the minds of people, transform the minds of believers, that they may be people who will be the one who will preach these things, but now they are no longer in the true form. They've been injected with lies, injected with deception, because these people of God who were trusted by the Word of God sat on the table of the enemy, which is what we see as a picture depicted in the book of Daniel 1. The enemy wants those who are knowledgeable, that he may be able to transform them. So what are we saying here? Be careful of what you are feeding on. Be careful of what you are watching, because these are the indulgences that are meant by the enemy to transform you, that you may work for him. Like in the same manner, Daniel, Mishael, and Azariah were meant to work for the king of Babylon by indulging on the table of the enemy. So indulgences make you a servant and a slave of a Satan king.
Are we indulging on the patterns of the world, Professor? I'm just asking this just off. It just comes to my mind now.
Mm-hmm.
They say it's a heritage day. Isn't that the system of the world? Are we indulging in a system of the world?
I would say yes. We have conformed, and we continually conform because we think we do not have a choice. But I think once we get to a point of knowing who we are, we could be able to do things differently. So we are sort of forced to indulge on these things. But the question that I think we need to ask as we talk about this, what do we do with what is exposed to us? Are we able to transform and change the manner in which the enemy is bringing these things and use this for the betterment of the kingdom? Are we using these opportunities for the benefit of the kingdom? I think that's what we need to start doing. When such opportunities avail themselves, it means we need to use wisdom and use these times to benefit the kingdom, so that we do not entirely conform to the standards of the world, but use the opportunity and seize the moment and work while it's still day, and ensure that the souls are saved, even at the time when they thought they are celebrating themselves. And we use this for God and for the kingdom of the Most High.
I hear you quite well.
Do you need prayer? WhatsApp your name and your prayer request to 082-657-2729. And our care center will gladly contact you to pray for you.
Many people across South Africa are being blessed and encouraged by the Radio Pulpit devotional magazine, The Word for Today. This publication places the gospel of Jesus Christ in the hands of more than 100,000 people every day. inspiring every person, from the professional businessman to the needy person who lives in the streets. Each edition contains daily scripture-based devotionals and inspiring articles to help you grow spiritually. The booklet is given with the compliments of Radio Pulpit, but your donation, large or small, will help us to print the next edition and continue being the hope of the gospel to a world in desperate need. The word for today. Get yours today on 012-334-1200 or subscribe online at www.radiopulpit.co.za. Radio Pulpit, your daily companion.
The words of the Lord are words of life. Your heart is on 657 AM.
All right, we're taking your calls, 012-334-1322. Hello, ma'am.
Yes.
Welcome to the show.
It's a pleasure.
Thank you.
What I want to say the other day, actually something that actually bothers me. My daughter was saying she decided to turn her back on the Lord, and she's in this she's in a relationship where she's got two kids, and she's not married with this guy, but
Okay. If you
what I want to say is that she is now in a cult. It's like in a cult because why she's away from God. And like yesterday she told me she's celebrating a new year, which I don't understand where it comes from.
Oh, okay.
So that is one of the reasons I'm phoning in, because why that is. You want to say something, brother?
No. I'm listening to you.
Okay. Because my point is that she needs to. She doesn't want to come back to God and I'm so scared about my grandchildren as well, because they're going to grow up lost. And this is the thing that you are just talking about. Kids that grow up in the house of the Lord. Kids that grow up. They grow up spiritually, they were sick spiritually, and now they decide to join this religion or cult or whatever, which is not of God. And she is so adamant that this is indulgence, to meet indulgence, because she doesn't see the wrong in it. She only sees the right in it. And you know what? I pray and I hope that God will, because I praise God every day. I'm safe and I know that the Lord knows my heart. But she is so stubborn, she doesn't see anything. All that she sees is that this religion that she's into is the right thing.
I hear you quite clear. It's a very, very precarious situation. And I don't know, would you like us to respond to you while you're listening on the radio or on the phone?
Yes, I will listen to you on the radio, that's fine.
All right, thank you so much.
Thank you. I'm nervous, by the way.
Thank you. All right, 657 Medium Wave Radio Pulpit coming to you live. We trust the Father is doing you good, blessing you so much in a mighty way. We find much of the... Because of the consumerism appetite that is created. You know, when I joined the media industry, I found out that there is a need to create a consumer of your products, you know, a consumer of your show. If I'm on a show now, someone is going to do an advert and say, listen to Ray Lehodi between 6 and 8 on Tuesday. You know, creating the appetite and saying he'll be talking about this and this and this, arousing the appetite. And this is how most of the young people are gotten. And then others, just like in the case that the lady is talking about, others, you find they even drag their own children there. And you see they have lost the way somewhat, somehow, and they're into this cult. This cult tells them to cut ties with their families. This in itself is basking on the lights of indulgences because they've created an appetite into the person to consume what they say, and then they start to have a desire for that. It's like someone who smoke. You create an appetite of smoking. Then even when the cigarette is not there, the appetite appeals to them to want to smoke. What do you say, Professor, on that one?
Thank you very much, my brother. Again, I think now we are getting to a point of addiction.
Yes.
And this addiction is caused by repeated behavior that we get exposed to. And sometimes, as you are speaking about the cigarette in this case, even if you no longer want it because you had once exposed yourself to this for such a long time, you can't live without. When you hear or when you smell a smoke, you desire to have that. So this does not only happen to the smokers. It also happens to believers. While you were talking, I was drawn to something that we once shared where people are sort of channeled or hypnotized to believing a certain type of knowledge or certain type of doctrine to a point that they can't get out of it. And we were speaking about the spiritual fathers the other time. And this has been preached for so long that we don't even go and question what it means and how should it apply and how does it apply. Because we did not question, we just indulged without reading the word, without understanding. I'm just mentioning this as an example, but there are many of such that could be looked at. So I'm saying when some kind of a smoke like that passes by, you don't question, you just get drawn to that without you thinking whether what you're doing is the right thing or not. And these are the things that we find believers doing in the house of God, following some kind of doctrines because they were taught before without being exposed to the real truth. We once spoke about the elders and the role of the elders in church. And some of us were questioning exactly what are elders, who are elders, what are they doing, what's their role. And we've been taught these kind of doctrines and we even believe that they exist and this is how they should exist. And we indulge in this knowledge, indulge in this doctrine, and some of us even practice that without questioning. So this indulgence without questioning, being led by those who will say are elders or those in the forefront, and we indulge without questioning, end up making the current leaders lead with ignorance, lead without knowledge. And when they lead without knowledge, they take everybody that they are leading to the ditch because they indulge on the wrong thing and they are regurgitating that knowledge to the followers. And these are things that we need to guard against, that what are we continually indulging on? Is this in the word of God? Is this the will of the Lord? Is this what God wants us to feed on? Now we need to start questioning what is put on my table. I said that earlier on, we need to start scrutinizing what is put on my spiritual table, what is put on my plate. Am I being fed the right doctrine? Am I being told the right thing to do? And because I know exactly, once I'm told, I will do, because everything that will come through my ears will go to my heart, and I will seem to live it out and portray it to others and do as that word has said. Let me go to this scripture, 2 Timothy 4, starting from verse 2 to verse 5. But I want to focus on verse 3 and verse 4. That sometimes these things are perpetrated because people have tuned onto what they want to listen. Even if I can come or you can come, Brother Ray, trying to correct, you will not be able to penetrate through because I am channeled and tuned to some kind of hearing. This is what I want to hear. And these days we have that kind of group or these kind of people who have tuned their ears to a certain type of messages. Let us read the script and then we'll talk further. It says, preach the word, be ready in season and out of season. Convince, rebuke, exhort, with all long suffering and teaching. For the time will come when they will not endure sound doctrine, but according to their own desire. Because they have itching ears, they will heap up for themselves teachers, and they will turn their ears away from the truth and be turned aside to fables. But you be watchful in all things, endure affliction, do the work of an evangelist, fulfill your ministry. Where I want to focus on is that there will be time, which I believe it is the time that we are at, where people will desire to hear a certain type of knowledge, certain type of preaching. But God wants us to enjoy sound doctrine. The reason they are itching for this kind of hearing, that's because they have indulged on something similar. So once they've tasted something similar which benefited them before, they will want more of that. So even if they can come to your church, Brother Ray, if you're not preaching what they've heard before which benefited them before, they will leave your church because their ears are itching. And they have heaped for themselves certain teachers. If you don't qualify to be that kind of a teacher who will deliver that kind of a knowledge that they've indulged on before, it means you're not their kind of a preacher who will be able to preach or to speak over them. But God wants us to continually speak the truth in season and in out of season. And hence he says, convince, rebuke, exhort with all long-suffering, continue teaching, even when those who have indulged on the wrong knowledge will desire that you say something that they want. But we need to stand on the truth of God. We need to stand on the word of God, because there will be these people even amongst us. You'll find them rebelling against the word, rebelling against the instruction, disobeying the word of God, and doing things that are contrary to the leading of the Holy Spirit. Why do they do that? That's because according to their own desires. And these desires are fleshly desires. These are the desires that satisfy the flesh. They satisfy the lust of the eye and the pride of life. They have itching ears. Then they want you to say things that align with what they already have. So indulgence is very, very dangerous, because the once there is a fiber in a person's life of what he ate before, more will be needed, and they will want you to pour more of what they've eaten in a similar way that Esau did. He said, gave me the same stew, because there was something similar to that stew that is already ingested. So in other words, to stop these indulgences, you stop the seed that you are feeding on today, because that's the seed that will attract more of such. And at the end of the day, you are defined by those indulgences that you keep on feeding on a daily basis.
We're taking your calls. You can give us a shout. Talk to us directly there. 012-334-1322. You can talk to us directly there. And of course, you can also send us a WhatsApp. It's 0826572729.
It's good for you as our listener to know about Radio Pulpit's activities. Or do you need advice in an area of your life? Then why don't you log on to www.radiopulpit.co.za. Here you can talk to us, listen to us via live audio streaming, and there is also other reading material for the soul. What are you waiting for? Visit the Radio Pulpit website right now. www.radiopulpit.co.za. Radio Pulpit, your daily companion.
Well, there is a time to search and a time to give up, a time to reap and a time to sow. Radio Pulpit wishes to be there at all times, even when you just need prayer. Send us your prayer requests by calling 067-429-7564 or email it to prayer@radiopulpit.co.za.
Feel the pulse of the real life on 657 AM. 657 AM. The sounds of your life.
Gladwin Dube. Greetings, Gladwin Dube. Okay. I don't know what happened, man. Gladwin Dube. All right. I don't know what happened. I will try another channel. Gladwin Dube, I don't know what's happening with your message, but there's something off about your message, Gladwin Dube. So I will try again. Thank you.
Yeah, what a topic, Pastor Ray.
Thank you, man.
I remember, Pastor Ray, there was a day o professor uke wakhuluma wathi these days awukwazi ukubukela nje ne-TV ungabambanga i-remote control. esandleni sakho.
Mm.
Yazi pastor kunenye advert la eTV bakhuluma yevaseline, bakhuluma ngama stretch marks and stuff.
Mm.
Uthi mawuthi uyabheka bakhomba abafazi namathanga ngesikhathi se-family brother, then you ask us yourself ukuthi izinto lezi esibakhuluma banoku-advertise le nto yabo BCCSA ukuthi why singa-practice i-power you to as Christians pastor to rebuke izinto zokufana nalezi ngoba thina as a single person moso uthi uyazirelaxela ubheka i-TV mase ngokuceda ufind yourself o-rebuke izinto ozibonakho ngoba sokuyidanger uthi na nesikhathi se-family sokuyidanger ukuthi sibheke ne-TV ungena ku-social media babambe i-topic e-right nge-football or something then omunye uyathukana then uyabona ukuthi no you don't belong there ngoba akuseselula uku-engage kuwamanye ama-conversations because abantu ba-rebellious these days. Enye nenye into nje i-topic kuyathukwana nje akusena-debate i-right. No, nyabonga bafundisi babo. Nyabonga, God bless you.
Thank you so much. Thank you. Thank you. May the Father be glorified. Thank you so much. We are taking your calls. You can give us a shout. Talk to us directly there. 012-334-1322. Thank you, Ledwin Dube there. And Franz, I wish I could read what you just read. I can't. I wish I could read what you just wrote there. Right, send us a WhatsApp, 0826572729. And, of course, send us also your voice note on 0826572729. Otherwise, you can talk to us directly here on studio. In studio, it's 012-334-1322. We're talking about indulgences of today.
Fumana inkuthazo imihla yonke. Sikhona ku Facebook. Ngena ube ngumhlobo nawe. Iradio Pulpit Facebook. Yeyoluntu lonke.
Do you need prayer? WhatsApp your name and your prayer request to 082-657-2729 and our care center will gladly contact you to pray for you.
Radio Pulpit 657 AM, your daily companion through thick and thin. Download our mobile app or visit radiopulpit.co.za to listen to your favorite station 24 hours a day.
We are here 24 hours a day with the message of hope, faith, and love on 657 AM.
657 AM Radio Pulpit coming to you. We trust the Father is doing you well, blessing you so much in a mighty way. Lesiho says, good evening, Pastor Ray. May I please have today's scriptures? Lesiho, I've already responded to you on WhatsApp. You will see them there. Please check your WhatsApp. You will see them. Thank you so much. Now, Proverbs 18 verses 20 says, a man's stomach shall be satisfied from the fruit of his mouth, from the produce of his lips he shall be filled. Much of the times, some of the indulgences are things that we pronounce and proclaim. We indulge in our own confessions much of the times, you know. We indulge in that, you know, I am not loved, I'm not at peace, I am hurting. We indulge in what we say about ourselves to ourselves, and we forget that in such indulgences, our stomachs are filled with that. We become exactly that. You are what you eat, and we consume. And I spoke about this spirit of consumerism. It's everywhere. It's everywhere. Even when you go to a chemist, they'll give you pills that give you relief, not healing, so that you can come back again. Consumerism. And we see much of these things really taking place. And people say a lot of things about themselves. They say a lot of things about their situations, about their families, about their loved ones. They say a lot of things. In their anger, in their hurt, in their frustration, in their in them feeling betrayed and all those things and stuff,
they say quite a lot of things. And this is one of the things that we need to be careful about. Professor?
Thank you, my brother, for the opportunity. You are talking about the fruit of what we plant with our tongue. And when we continually do this, we end up indulging on the results that we did not think there would be the results when we spoke about those things. So what are we saying here, or what are we hearing? We need to be careful of what is filling our hearts. So what fills our hearts is what we ate. It's what we allow to grow. It's what we allow to be kept in our hearts. And then we speak these things out. At the end of the day, we create with our tongue. And when we have created with our tongue, we struggle to live with the results, which is something that is very bad, because when we have to live by what we have spoken, we see ourselves as cursed, we see ourselves as God, people whom we've been hated by God, because we are not getting the results that we've been speaking about. So this is the spirit that is busy feeding, that we are busy feeding on, and when we get regurgitated, it bears this kind of result. So I want us to also speak about this, which you've been talking about, the spirit of consumerism. So you keep on consuming things that are ungodly, feeding on the things of the world. And when the things of the world are coming out, they do not reflect us. They do not speak of us as the children of God. They do not reflect the word of God in our lives. I want to read again the book of 2 Peter chapter 2, verse 14. Let me quickly go there. And then we can just wrap up this issue of consumerism and also indulgence that we are talking about today. 2 Peter chapter 2, it says in verse 14, having eyes full of adultery and that cannot cease from sin, enticing unstable souls. They have a heart trained in covetous practices and are accursed children. So what is this that we are talking about? Having eyes full of adultery. So what our eyes are exposed to, what we allow our eyes to look, we immediately transfer that into our actions. I don't think here you just automatically wake up being an adulterous person. It starts somewhere. It starts by seeing. It starts by desire. So if you keep on indulging on things that you know are not going to build you as a child of God, you will not cease from sinning. You will not stop sinning. So we need to guard against what we allow our eyes to see, what we allow our ears to hear, what we allow our flesh to touch. Here it says our eyes, when they are full of adultery, means we have exposed ourselves to things that we are not supposed to sing, to see. And then at the end of the day, we entice unstable souls. When we entice these stable souls, it is because of what we have indulged, which immediately translate into actions. And our heart, therefore, end up being covetous. We end up practicing covetousness, practicing things that are outside the will. And what happens, the results they bring, they accursed children because of what we indulge at the beginning. So what comes into my mind is that some of the sins that we fall into are the sins that we could avoid, are sins that we could run away from. But because we are so much into this indulgence, so much into the things of the world, that we think we need to participate in them, that we need to go with our friends to those shebeens. When you started, you spoke about going to the shebeen, and then things happen there, and then you say God led you to those things. And we said there are things where you as a person have a choice over. You can choose to do other things. You can choose to stop other things. So in other words, you can choose to indulge in other things because you have power to do that. So we expose to such things. When we expose ourselves to them, we end up behaving in a certain manner which does not reflect God and His will. Even when someone has to fall into a temptation of adultery and fornication, it is because he firstly exposed himself or herself to such and allowed himself to be affected by these kind of behaviors which entice the body. And at the end of the day, we cannot cease from sinning. Even if you are the child of God, you live in sin and you keep on talking about the grace and say, I'm no longer living in the old era. I'm now in the new era where I live by grace. I'm the righteousness of God. Even when you do things that are contrary to the will of God and the word of God, we no longer say we are going to be judged, but we are saying we are living under grace. And sometimes this grace, we are not explaining it the way we need to explain. We condone sin under the umbrella of grace. And where does it start? It starts by us exposing ourselves to such behaviors, exposing ourselves to such platforms. May it be you get this from your friends, peer pressures, or you get this from social medias, or you get this from televisions that we watch daily that are uncontrollable. And God wants us not to indulge in such things because they change our behavior.
Send us your WhatsApp, 0826572729.
As easy as the touch of a button, the message of life on 657 AM.
All right, Patty BS says, good evening, Pastor Ray and Doc. Matthew 24:24-25, King James Version, for there shall arise false Christs, false prophets, and they shall shew great signs, insomuch that if it were possible, they shall deceive the very elect. Behold, I have told you before, in the last days, men will be lovers of themselves, lovers of money rather than lovers of God. Likewise, Evangeli lalezi lihambisa, amazi ukuthi abantu bazithande ngokufuna impumelelo yenotho, ukuba famous lakho konke okwenza umuntu azikhukhumeze. Abachumayeli bachumayela esifuna ukuzwa. Like what our guest said, we should watch what we feed our minds and spirit. And we should watch and pray. Pray for revelation. Ukukhanya kwenkosi sibe kwazi ukwehlukanisela ama preaching singalahleki. Thank you. Igama ngublessings. Blessings. All right. Thank you so much. We really appreciate, man. I tried to read your Zulu. I tried. Blessing. I tried. Thank you so much. I really appreciate. All right, you can also send us a WhatsApp, 0826572729. Marieke, I'll try to translate what you just said. The prophecy of the Bible is unveiling and coming to fulfillment in the world. We must get ready for the return of our bridegroom. And blessings to you. Blessings to you too. I've tried to translate what you said there. 012-334-1322. You can still send us a WhatsApp. Otherwise, the concluding remarks on this.
As easy as the touch of a button, the message of life on 657 AM. We are here 24 hours a day with the message of hope, faith, and love on 657 AM.
All right. When you look also into Proverbs, okay, we read this one. No. We read this one. Now, in Proverbs chapter 16, verse 26, it says, the person who labors for himself, for his hungry mouth drives him on. Appetite. His hungry mouth drives him on. The indulgences of his mouth are driving him on. And today we have quite a lot of drives, urges that are pushing us on. You know, a hunger for all these kinds of things has been created in us, even psychologically, that we become the kind of consumers that we are, so that we will be indulgent. And then we would see it as just normal. But it is the delicacies of the devil which are actually a deception. Finally, what say you, Professor?
That's true, my brother. You are talking about the delicacies of the day. and they have power and ability to drive us away from the Lord. So I would like to say we need to be careful what we are asking from God. Earlier on, you quoted from the book of Numbers 11, where it said, people stayed up all day and night, even the next day, gathering quail. And others were even gathering more than what God instructed them to gather. Others asked for more things, and while they were asking for more, their souls got lean. So we need to be careful whether are we asking according to the will of God, because we think we will eat more of those things. So indulgences that are ungodly will only result in our souls getting leaner and leaner. But when we do things according to the will of God, it is when we will see the results that God desires for us. So when we ask things, we ask in accordance to the will, and we must be careful on what we do and what we watch. Listen to the Holy Spirit when he tells you, don't watch this program, don't go to social media, don't watch these YouTubes, and so on and so on. These are things that will build us as believers. Be careful of what we indulge on, because they change who we are. They redefine us and take us out of the will of the Most High. Thank you very much, my brother. Blessings to you and thank your you. Family. And also a blessing to our family of Radio Pulpit in the mighty name of Yahushua HaMashiach. Thank you very much. Hallelujah. Amen.
Thank you so much, Professor. We talk to you again next week. Pass our regards to your family too. We appreciate.
We'll do that. Thank you very much, my brother.
Right then, and thank you for calling. Thank you so much for the WhatsApps. Thank you very much for listening. And to the King above all else, his name is Yahuwah Elohim. We give him glory, majesty, and honor. There's none like him in our lives. We give him praise and worship and honor. And of course, also by his Holy Spirit, he guides us into all truth. You and I are learning always together. We are learning. Thank you so much. And thank you so much for taking a time to listen to the show. I really, really appreciate. Next week, we are going to be talking about self-denial. It comes in handy after this. We're going to talk about self-denial. In other words, how to deal with indulgences. You will see self-denial comes as a solution. So we will be touching base on the issue of self-denial and what it is even all about, what the word says with regards to this, and the attitude of believers today. Do we understand self-denial in the truest of words, or have we gone on to just put it there by the wayside as a by the way thing? You know, we will be looking into that. But it has been great. It has been wonderful. Thank you very much. We really appreciate. May the Father bless you abundantly. From me, Ray, it's been wonderful. And I say to you, Tuda Rabba, may the Father bless you even far much more. Let's continue to watch and pray, for the bride will return. May you be blessed even so much more. Shalom.
Be doers of the word with 657 AM. Sounds of Life.
Do you need prayer? WhatsApp your name and your prayer request to 082-657-2729. And our care center will gladly contact you to pray for you.
Tune in to Radio Pulpit on 657 AM for reliable Christian talk radio at its best. Find your daily dose of Christ-centered motivation and encouragement on Radio Pulpit 657. Download our app now. Tune in to radiopulpit.co.za or find us on DSTV Audio 882 and OpenView 607. Radio Pulpit, your daily companion for more than 40 years, brings a relevant moral alternative to 400,000 listeners in a variety of South African languages. Follow us on Facebook, Instagram, and Twitter, and download our podcasts today.
Tune in for the latest news in the taxi industry with Solim Caesar, Saturday mornings at 9 a.m. on Radio Pulpit 657 a.m.
You and 657 a.m. and Life, a winning team on the road to eternity.